good morning, good morning. This is I Will Not Worry Wednesday, and thank you for joining the Master's Call. My name is Bonita, and I'm from New Jersey, and I'd like to turn the call over to our host, the Eagle, my Eagle, Pastor Vanessa. Are you there, Pastor Vanessa?
Yes, I am. Good morning, good morning. You have been doing such a wonderful job. I Will Not Worry Wednesday. I absolutely love that. Good morning to our entire Master's Call family. We extend the warmest of kingdom greetings to each and every one of you on truly I Will Not Worry Wednesday. You know I'm going to have to pray over that with Sister Benita, get a message out of that one, because that would serve my heart, as I'm sure it stirs each and every one of yours heart. And we're just excited on this Wednesday to be able to say what we say each and every day with excitement, with anticipation, with a spirit of expectancy that this is the Lord's day. And I will worship him, I will magnify him, I will glorify him, because this Master's Call truly is all about the Masters. So we can continue to carry on, as I tell you, Sister Benita started us with no worry, just worship, just speaking about how wonderful he is, just giving him and him alone all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. Well, this Master's Call, we began about a year ago in a couple of months. Dr. P.K. Roberts of Colorado Springs and myself, I am Dr. Vanessa from Dallas, Texas, and we decided to obey God. How about that? When he pulled on our hearts and said there needed to be a place, there needed to be a platform, there needed to be a posture in the realm of the Spirit where the Word of God would go forth every morning and minister to the hearts and minds and spirits of God's people. And we were humbled and honored to say yes. So our mission statement here at the Master's Call is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. So as we're beginning our day today on this I Will Not Worry Wednesday, we're being enriched because the Spirit of the Lord is truly on this line. We're being saturated in his anointing. As we've been learning, we're practicing his presence. We're holding on to the horns of the altar in that holy of holy place so that he can do the surgery of enhancing us. What does that mean? Opening up our eyes, our mind, our spirits to all the possibilities in God. We are his eagles, and we're spreading our wings so that the ruah, the fresh breath, wind of God, can soar us up to higher places in him. And we're being empowered because inherent in the Word of God is the exousia, authority, power, and we're being downloaded his dunamis. That's where we get dynamite power to go out and be his ministers in the marketplace. The scripture that the Lord dropped in our spirits as we began this journey can be found in Psalms 88:13. And in that 13th verse of the division of Psalms 88, it reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." So we're excited each and every morning, the prayers of the righteous. I tell you, as I'm looking at this board and hearing these shout-outs from coast to coast, from north to south, east to west, truly we are lining up with the will of God to lift up his name, to cry out his name each and every morning. And we're excited that as we have gone and continue to pilgrimage through this journey with the theme for this year in 2012, All Is Well, we're moving right along on our consecration. And I know for some of you all, you're getting an extra shout out this morning because this is the 21st day of our consecration that we began back on the 5th of January, and for some of us marathon saints, we're going to carry on through the 13th. Somebody else said, no, Lord, not the 15th, but the 13th of February, and we're excited about today, because for many of us, this 21 days is symbolic in the realm of the spirit of the birthing of purpose, of destiny in our lives. And we're excited because we know God is doing some awesome things in us and through us for his glory. And it's being archived each and every day. The messages are being recorded. And we invite you to be that missionary messenger. Open up your mouth and share with somebody that the Master's call is here each and every day. And you can go to www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com, www.themasters.wordpress.com, and click on any of those links. And as I love to say, take a word break, feast, eat of the word, meditate on the word, saturate your mind so we can get an attitude adjustment and, again, soar even higher with purpose and destiny in our hearts. And one of the other mandates that was very clear to us when we began this journey is that we have to be a place of prayer, to be pillars of prayer. And Dr. P.K. Roberts and I understand that as midwives, the word tells us in Luke 18:1 that all of us ought to pray. But there's those who know that we are an incubation station. Like that. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Where the prayers of the righteous come, and we cover them in prayer. We speak what thus saith the word of God over the prayers of each and every one of you. And we encourage you to email us at the, don't leave out the T-H-E, themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. And we are honored to receive your prayer requests. We love getting those praise reports and just a shout out saying you're enjoying what God's doing. If you still want directives about our prayer and fasting time, not too late. You hop in now, because like I said, we're just halfway. Many of us are still going on this Daniel's fast until February 13th. Email us, and we will be more than happy to send you all the information about this time of consecration. And we love how God used our company of Artists International to yoke our hearts together, so that this is a Christian-owned company by the Diaz de Leon family, which started their journey over 22 years ago. And we have caught the baton and are passing it on each and every morning to lift the family up, to lift up every platinum down to the advisor who joined us last night, and cover this company in prayer, all of the staff, all of the people that it takes to make Artists the powerful wealth and health wellness company that it is. It's about empowering us through good, clean living, getting our bodies, our holy temples, healthy, and then the wealth that comes as distributors. And I tell you, it's been an awesome journey. And those of you on the line who are not Artist distributors, we welcome you as part of the Master's Call family and encourage you to get back with the person invited you on the call. For on March 9th, 10th, and 11th, all roads head to Las Vegas for our annual extravaganza. Looking forward to having a live on-site, the Master's Call each and every morning, where we'll get to put the voice with the faces and hug each other's neck. And those of you who can't come, we'd love to have you, hear your shout out anyway. So we're excited and encouraging you to go to your back office. They have promotions after promotions, extended promotions going on right now. And those who want to learn about Artists, please visit our website at www.artists.com/vision2012. And Artist is spelled A as in apple, R as in Robert, D as in David, Y as in yellow, S as in Sam, Sam. And we're encouraging you to take time and go and see why we're so excited on this line each and every morning. Now we're going to go on and open up with a word of prayer so we can get the woman of God up who has a on-time strategic word from the Lord. So at this time, I'm going to ask one of our newest prayer warriors, Miss Tammy, if you would come now and open us up, please, with a word of prayer.
Good morning. Can you hear me, Dr. Vanessa?
Loud and clear. The floor is yours.
Lord, have your way this morning. Glory to God. We thank you, Lord God. This morning we come before your throne, Father God, asking you, Lord God, to continue to guide the shepherd that you provided for us, oh, Father God. Bless all of those who are on the call this morning, oh, Father God. Let us have a rhema word right now, oh, Father God, that we will go out into this world, oh, Father God, and be ministers that you have called us to be. Oh, Father God, we bless the woman of God, Lord God, that the man of God that you have called through this vessel, oh, Father God, to continue to give us guidance, Lord God. We thank you, oh, Father God, for Artist International, Father God, which you have provided, Lord God, as a company that is after your own heart, oh, Father God. We ask for your coverage for that company and all those who are a part of the Father God. We thank you for Dr. Vanessa and Dr. PK for their obedience, oh, Father God, in coming onto and coming into their call, oh, Father God, to be an example, Lord God, that we can all follow. We thank you for our life, health, and strength on today, and we bless your holy name. It is in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you, woman of God, for opening us up in prayer. I tell you, our minister, our mouthpiece this morning with the Word of God is absolutely no stranger to this call. She hails from New Jersey. She's a wife, a mom, a daughter, a sister, the proud aunt of two boys, a four-year-old and a three-month-old that she loves to talk about and praise for as they're being taught and learning about the love of God. Our minister, our prayer warrior, our general is an independent contractor, a Christian counselor, a Bible teacher, an elder, a team leader, and a member of the Healthy Living Ministry, which teaches others how to improve their health by natural means along with the Word of God. She also ministers regularly to the elderly in nursing homes and ministers monthly, also in shelters. Our speaker this morning is our prayer general, Minister Robin Williams. Robin Wilson, I'm so sorry, dear. And is a member of Faith Fellowship Ministries World Outreach Center in New Jersey. And I am so grateful how she has stepped up to the plate as our prayer general, who has truly taken the baton and run with it and has done such an excellent job. We thank her for being an artist distributor and spreading the good news of health to all those that will listen. And now our hearts and minds are open to hear thus said the Word of God from Minister Robin Wilson. The floor is yours.
Can you hear me, Dr. Vanessa?
Loud and clear, woman of God.
Good morning. Thank you, Dr. Vanessa. Thank you, Sister Benita, for that warm greeting. Thank you, Sister Tammy, for opening us up in prayer. And as Sister Benita said, I will not worry Wednesday. I will not worry no matter what the bills look like. I will not worry no matter what the doctor's report says. I will not worry. I will not be anxious for anything because I know my God is in charge. I love that. Glory, glory, glory to God. And today, saints, the only thing I'm going to do is just continue with where Dr. Vanessa left off, just encouraging you to know that you have a purpose. Remain consistent because you are empowered as God's people to advance his kingdom. You have a purpose. Now you're saying, okay, I have a purpose. What is that purpose? That purpose is to spend time with God, and he will reveal it to you. The Lord says in Jeremiah 29:11, I know exactly what I am doing. And this is the Message translation. I have it all planned out, plans to take care of you, not to abandon you, plans to give you the future that you hope for. What are you hoping for? What are the plans that God has put in your heart? He said he will bless you with a future that is filled with hope, a future of success, a future of being healthy and whole, a future where he provides all of your needs according to his riches and glory by and through Christ Jesus, a future where there is peace, a future where your home is saved, your household, no suffering, no lack, no sickness, but a future of hope in the name of Jesus. I will not worry. I will not be anxious because my God is in charge. So you can do everything through Christ that strengthens you. In Philippians 4:13, whatever I have, wherever I am, I can make it through anything. How can you make it through anything? You can make it because of the one who is in you. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. He's your hope. He's your future. You do not have to worry. Hallelujah. He has everything under control. So your purpose, the plan that he has for you, we've taken this time. We've been spending it with the Lord. Remember, Dr. Vanessa said, it's not a monologue. It's a dialogue. We sit and we listen and we get quiet. And he reveals to each one of us the plan and the purpose that he has for us. It's his heartbeat that he has put inside of you. That compassion that Jesus had for the people, he has that inside each one of you to go out, to love on someone, to lead someone to the Lord, to just give someone a smile, maybe a word of encouragement, maybe to be the one who speaks into your family member's life, maybe to go and visit someone at the hospital, maybe just to speak to your coworker, maybe just to smile. Whatever that plan and that purpose is that God has for you, he is going to perfect it in you. He's the one that began that work in you. So remain consistent, family. Don't be moved by the mountain. You speak to it. You tell it it has to go. You give it the word. You speak to that mountain about your God. You remain consistent because you are empowered by the Holy Ghost. You have his anointing in you and up on you. You can accomplish everything that he said you can do. You're taking that step toward him. Proverbs 3, verses 5 says, trust God from the bottom of your heart. Don't try to figure it out. And I'm starting with me first. Don't try to figure it out on your own. With all of your heart, trust him. Acknowledge him. Don't lean to your own understanding. He said he's going to direct your path. Remember, we are practicing the presence of God. We are surrendering to him. We are seeking his kingdom first. We are seeking his righteousness, his way of doing things. And all these other things are going to be added to us. We are putting him first. We are going to tell about his marvelous works. We're going to sing a new song to the Lord. We know that we have a purpose. We're going to remain consistent, and we will not worry. We will not be anxious. We will praise him. We know that through prayer and supplication, that's how you make your requests known to the Lord. So you continue to practice his presence. You know that as you continue to do that, according to our Father, his word in Isaiah 55, he said it's not going to return void. His word has gone forward. His word is going to perfect those things that concern you. His word is going to get it accomplished. What can man do to you? Nothing. Be anxious for nothing. I will not worry. I just love how that just flows with what God is doing in our lives. I will not worry. Thank you for that, Lord. I will not worry. So family, stay focused. Get quiet before the Lord. Mary sat at Jesus' feet. She wanted to be in his presence. She wanted to be in his midst. She just wanted to touch him. She wanted to be around the anointing. Martha was busy, but Mary wanted to be with the Master. And that's what we want to do. We want to practice his presence. We want to be with him. We know that there's fullness of joy when we're in his presence. We know that there's peace in the midst of the storm. We know that we can do anything because we have put him first. We know that he is the one who has made intercession on our behalf. He sits at the right hand of the Father. There's nothing that can harm us in the name of Jesus. Remain consistent. You have a purpose. You are empowered. Just like Jesus of Nazareth, he went about doing good. He was healing all of those who were oppressed by the devil because he knew God was with him. God is with you. That same anointing that he had, you have. The same presence that he had, we have. The Lord said he will never leave us. He will never fake us. He will never forsake us. He will be with us even until the end of time. So don't worry. He has a plan. He has a purpose for you. We're going to remain consistent. Some of us may stop the consecration today. Some of us may continue with our consecration. But whatever you do, continue to rest in his presence. Be alert. Be spiritually alert. Keep your ears tuned, your spiritual ears tuned to thus saith the Lord. Carry a journal with you at all times, not just during this time, but have some paper so you can write the vision down. Habakkuk 2 says, write it down. Make it plain. How are you going to know what you're supposed to do if you don't write it down? And ask the Lord, make it clear to me, Father. What do you want me to do? How am I to run with this? The word that God has for you, it's life to your spirit. His word is our food. It's health for us. He speaks to us through his word. He speaks to us in his word. And when we meditate on his word day and night, and we do and we observe all that's written in his word, then we know that this is how we can be successful according to his word in Joshua 1:8. So you want to meditate on his word. You want to practice his presence. You want to remain alert. You want to know that no matter what's going on, you are victorious in Christ Jesus. And as you spend time practicing the presence of God, he will reveal to you things to come. He will reveal to you what you have to do. He will reveal to you individuals who may have to be removed from your life. He will reveal to you the next plan that he has for you, the next step that he has for you. He will reveal to you how much he loves you. He will reveal to you his heart, his desire for you and for your family and for those who do not yet know him, because we are practicing his presence. We're spending time with him. He gave us a purpose. He gave us the plan. Now all we have to do is walk it out. He's with us. He's not going to leave us. He said that no matter what you need, he's given it all to us. It is done. There is nothing that's missing in our lives. So as we continue to practice the presence of God, as we remain in his presence, as we stay alert, as we sit at his feet, as we get quiet before him, as we write the vision down, as we speak his word, as we meditate on his word, as we bring his word back to his remembrance, we know that we don't have to worry about anything, because we can and we will do all things through Christ with his anointing that's in us and up on us in the mighty name of Jesus. Remain consistent, family. Be steadfast, family. Know that you are empowered to go forward under the mighty hand of our God and continue to do the work with the purpose that he has set forth before each one of you in Jesus' name. Back to you, Dr. Vanessa.
Amen, amen, amen. You have a purpose. Awesome word, Minister Robin, a time of exhortation, speaking it into our spirits. She reminded us to stay focused. Many of us don't realize that. That's a big deal, because one of the biggest deceptions of the enemy is to keep us busy but not productive. So that was awesome, to stay focused, especially during this time of consecration. And I tell you, Minister Benita hit a home run with us this morning. I will not worry. The enemy gets us off track. And, you know, when she was saying worrying, I kept hearing the acronym, the wasting opportunities, risking righteous, yes. You know, when we're supposed to be saying yes, we can't say it because we've wasted the opportunities or the optimism. Risking righteous, yes. We don't want to worry. That was so awesome. And to remain consistent. If some of us would just stay faithful to something, run on and see what the end's going to be. Awesome, awesome word. Thank you for stirring our hearts, and for many of you concluding the fast, that seals it in such an awesome way. And for me, that's a good halftime to just refocus, refine my heart, my mind, to go on to the conclusion of our 40 days. I'm going to ask Minister Tiffany Evangelist, Miss Sunshine, if she'll come at this time and lift up our prayer requests and seal this awesome word for us today. Minister Tiffany, the floor is yours.
Dr. Vanessa, can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Great, great. What a powerful word, and it's definitely a great time to be here on this line this morning. Thank you, Minister Robin, and for all the other prayer intercessors and the family that's here on the phone this morning. The Bible says, if my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will heal their land. So, Father, we just thank you for healing us this morning. We thank you that you are the healer. We thank you that your ears are open unto us. We thank you that you hear our request, and we thank you that we will not worry, Lord. You said cast our cares upon you, and you would give us rest, Lord. So we cast everything upon your shoulders, Lord, for your shoulders are bigger than ours. I pray right now that you would just sweep through the hospitals and that you would be just a healing hand, a healing presence in the rooms of those who are in. I pray for Papa Preston this morning as he rests in ICU this morning. Lord, we know that you have all power in your hands, and I ask that you would just touch him right now in the name of Jesus, him and others that are there. I ask for prayer for the Martin family in their time of bereavement, that you would just comfort them and give them strength that only you could give, oh God. I thank you, Father God, just for being God and being God all alone. I thank you for showing up and showing out in our lives. I thank you for this time of prayer and consecration and dedication and surrender, Lord, because you are showing us and you are doing great things in our life. It is already the beginning of a new year, and Lord, you are doing new things. Allow us not to take the old mindset, the old habits, the old situations, the old problems into the new places that you are taking us to. I lift up Arthur to you. I pray that as he gets prepared for his heart surgery tomorrow, Lord, that you would be in the hands of the surgeons. Lymphoma is a name, and it must bow at the name of Jesus. For you said on Calvary's cross, when you shed your blood, Lord, you said that we are healed. Lord, help us to know that we are. Help us to declare that in every situation in our life. What the doctor says means nothing, but we know that we are healed by your blood, that we are covered by your blood, that we are protected by your blood. For every artist distributor, I pray that you would open doors, that they would be able to attend extravaganza and not worry how they're going to get there, how they're going to afford to go, but Lord, that you would provide a way for them. Father God, I pray that you would just continue to bless each and every person that we introduce with our products, that it will change their lives from inside and out, oh God. I pray that you will bless everyone on this line under the sound of my voice. And I declare that no weapon which is formed against us shall prosper, for we are more than conquerors and we have the victory. We love you, oh God. We bless you and we honor you, and we dedicate this day to you. Have your way in us. And we will be forever grateful to give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise. In Jesus' name I pray these things, and I declare them to be so. Amen. Back to you, Dr. Vanessa.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, woman of God, for sealing that awesome word today and lifting up our prayer requests, those spoken and even those unspoken. We thank God that the blood of Jesus covers us all. And again, I want to thank Minister Benita. I tell you, I will not worry Wednesday. Got us off to an awesome start. Thank you so much, sweetheart, for greeting and seating people of God. And I thank you and Sister Tammy for stepping up to the plate and saying yes and being our new prayer warriors. We're still looking for more. Thank you for that opening prayer, Miss Tammy, and our prayer general, Minister Robin. Awesome, awesome, awesome word, encouraging our hearts that we all have a purpose. And during this time of consecration, our God is revealing his heart and his mind to each and every one of us. And thank you, as always, Ms. Sunshine, for filling that word into each and every one of you on the line today, our Master's Called family. We always encourage you to submit and to obey the will, the call of the Master on your life. And in this time of practicing his presence so that we become experts of being glory carriers as his ministers in the marketplace, that we make the time, we take the time to get in Daddy God's face, to be in his presence, to hear the Rhema instructions as he downloads his anointing into us each and every day, that will destroy the yokes, give us the wisdom beyond our years. As we leave this call, the never, ever, ever, his presence, go out and remember we are not worrying, but we are not going to hate. We're going to celebrate. And we look forward to hearing each and every one of you on the call tomorrow. Have an awesome day. Thank you so much, and bye-bye.